This is MIMO Med Talk. I'm Amanda Wild, and with me today is Dr. Paul Saunders, Chief of Cardiothoracic Surgery and Director of the ECMO program at Maimonides. We're exploring ways of making ECMO mobile, bringing advanced cardiac care to the New York City Marathon and beyond. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Saunders.
Well, thanks for having me.
Can you explain, first of all, what ECMO is and how it works?
Sure. So ECMO stands for extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, so the ECMO. And essentially, it's a form of emergency life support. It can be configured for patients a bunch of different ways for a bunch of different problems. But the focus we're talking about today is basically in the setting of a cardiac arrest, where ECMO can be applied to a patient who's suffered a cardiac arrest and help stabilize them to get them to definitive care.
Does it take over for the heart or the lungs?
So yeah, so what ECMO does is it basically takes the blood out from the patient. It runs it back to the patient, having been run through an oxygenator, which basically adds in oxygen, and then it pumps it back in. So it basically takes over the work of the heart and the lungs.
That is amazing. What inspired you to bring this ECMO technology to a marathon event?
So the medical team that supports the New York City Marathon reached out to our program to see if there's a way that we could help provide ECMO services at the race. As you know, there is a small but definable incidence of sudden cardiac death associated with marathons and half marathons. That incidence is low, and actually the survival has been improving over the years, but it's still not zero. And there have been a couple of instances in the last few years of some sudden cardiac deaths at some races. So in the overabundance of caution, in the interest of providing the absolute most proactive safety plans for runners running these races, they reached out to our program to see how we could help. And what we came up with was a very novel means of providing the ability to place a patient on ECMO at the finish line, essentially, of the New York City Marathon. So the New York City Marathon runs a very large medical operation with over 2,000 volunteers and medical staff, from medical students to nurses to physical therapists to physicians to paramedics and EMS crews, a very robust medical operation. So this was adding basically another layer of very high-level support for any runners who got themselves in a very difficult predicament. So we, in a short amount of time, we staged a plan essentially to have my team with equipment to place a patient who suffered a cardiac arrest on ECMO minutes after that might have happened if they were close to the finish line. Obviously, in a time of a cardiac arrest, minutes count. And so the goal is to reduce that time from a patient who suffers a cardiac arrest till they get return of blood flow.
Now, this is making ECMO adapted for mobile use. What challenges did you face doing that for such a large-scale event?
It is a challenge. So most of the time, patients are placed on ECMO in a hospital setting, obviously. Our team, for a number of years, has been able to provide ECMO services to other hospitals in our borough in Brooklyn, where we'll take our team and our equipment and go to another hospital that doesn't have that capacity and place a patient on ECMO and then bring them back to our hospital. So we have a pretty robust set of protocols for how to bring our equipment outside of the hospital. Our equipment, our team. So we have that down pretty well. So staging this at a forward-positioned medical tent was not too much of a difficulty for us. We had a large team of myself, nurses, physician assistants, perfusionists, who could set up and work through the procedure of putting someone in ECMO and then run the circuit and then basically be able to bring the patient back to a medical center for definitive care.
You mentioned that the New York City Marathon event leaders reached out to you. What was their reaction once you got this all in place?
They were really excited to have this capability because the race obviously wants to provide a safe experience for all the participants. With almost 60,000 runners in the marathon this year, they really want to have a good experience for all those who participate and who run in it, and obviously keeping them safe is paramount. So providing this sort of additional layer of service and a layer of protection really helped everyone feel a lot more confident that they could do that. Obviously, the incidence of this is very small and the likelihood of needing this is very low. However, if in that unfortunate situation, obviously minutes and seconds count. So everything possible you could do to help save someone's life is really important and really paramount.
You've mentioned you've taken ECMO on the road, so to speak. So could this mobile ECMO concept be beneficial in other emergency settings outside of sporting events?
It has. In certain cities and certain medical systems have looked into this and have done this on smaller scales of providing ECMO in the field. Certain places around the country, around the world, have done this as pilot programs where a sort of mobile ECMO team could be dispatched to the site of a cardiac arrest. Those are still in very early stages, and obviously there's still the logistics of those are very challenging. But for there to be benefit, you really want to provide ECMO initiation as quickly as possible after a cardiac arrest. So that's the logistics of that timing-wise are difficult. But certain places have tried this, again, as I said, in sort of pilot programs.
What are the next steps for your ECMO program following this successful deployment at the marathon?
So it's very interesting. It all came about quickly. And since the initial discussions and having us be available there on site, we've really have been just starting some discussions about providing this for other races and potentially other events. The likelihood of needing it is still very low, but the importance of it, if it were called for, could be really dramatic, and especially in the goals of saving someone's life. So we're exploring the potential options of doing this more frequently and staging it in a more proactive way in the future.
This is really a pioneering initiative. Would you say Maimonides leads or fosters innovation in cardiac care?
We do. I mean, Maimonides has always been very supportive of innovation in the cardiovascular services. The first heart transplant in the United States was performed at Maimonides. And obviously, in the much more recent period, we've been able to add a lot of different pioneering procedures and techniques that offer patients in Brooklyn access to care that they really can't get anywhere else.
Well, Dr. Saunders, thank you for explaining ECMO and sharing this exciting development for this life-saving technology. And thank you for implementing it to give people a better outcome when heart problems happen.
Sure. My pleasure.
Dr. Paul Saunders is Chief of Cardiothoracic Surgery and Director of the ECMO program at Maimonides. For more information, visit MIMO.org. To make an appointment with the Heart and Vascular Institute, call 718-476-2328. Follow us on social at MIMO Health. And to listen to additional episodes of MIMO MedTalk, please visit MIMO.org.